A bubble of high pressure has delivered a quiet but chilly day to the northeast. Eventually, temperatures will warm as we work towards the end of the week. However, the trade-off will be more clouds, some showers, and wind as we work through the Thursday and Friday timeframe. For now, though, things are quiet across the region, and for most of us, it's been a bright and sunny day. However, there are a couple of exceptions, as there typically are across our large coverage area. The first is across the far north, basically from Burlington to the Canadian border, where we have had some rather stubborn clouds and even overcast conditions from time to time. Also across the south, through portions of the lower and mid-Hudson Valley into Connecticut, we have had a fairly stubborn area of cloud cover. Additionally, we've seen a few clouds bubble up over portions of our higher terrain as we've gone through the afternoon. Temperatures are cool. We've had highs mainly in the 40s today. These highs are more typical of mid-November than late October, so it's a bit of a signal of things to come as we progress further into the autumn season. Coming up tonight, things will start off on the clear side this evening, but clouds will increase as the night moves along. We'll see a disturbance come in from the west, and that could trigger a rain or snow shower by morning. Temperatures tonight will mainly be in the 20s and 30s. Tomorrow we'll start off with clouds and a couple of rain or snow showers, but as we go through the day, we should see some breaks of sunshine develop as temperatures warm into the 40s and lower and mid-50s. By Thursday, we'll see a storm system track to our west. The storm right now is bringing rain and snow to the western part of the country. Eventually, though, we'll move into the Great Lakes later Thursday and Friday, and that will increase the moisture in our air, so we'll see more clouds and an increasing chance of rain on Thursday. It will turn windy and warmer with temperatures mainly in the 50s. Thursday night looks to be fairly mild, though it could be showery at times with a gusty breeze. We'll continue with that chance for rain into Friday. It will be warm and windy to wrap up the work week, and then it will turn progressively cooler as we work through the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, chance of a rain or snow shower, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of rain or snow showers during the morning, sunny breaks developing during the afternoon, high 45 to 50. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, chance of a rain or snow shower, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of rain or snow showers during the morning, sunny breaks developing by afternoon, high 45 to 50. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, chance of a rain or snow shower, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of rain or snow showers during the morning, sunny breaks developing during the afternoon, high in the lower to mid-50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, chance of a rain or snow shower, low in the upper 20s to lower 30s, and tomorrow mostly cloudy with a chance of rain or snow showers during the morning, sunny breaks developing by afternoon, high in the lower 50s. Region-wide on Thursday, becoming mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, turning breezy, high in the 50s, mostly cloudy on Friday with rain likely, windy and warm with highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.